Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Steve Ritchie from Lockport, New York. He was shot and left for dead, but God had other plans for his life.
I was a police officer for 29 years in the city of Lockport. The last 17 of those was as a canine officer. We had a gentleman with an AK-47 that pulled up outside a bar, shot the new boyfriend of an ex-girlfriend. And that happened probably about 11 o'clock at night, and throughout the night we were trying to chase him down, and eventually we caught up to him at a trailer park. And as we sat there waiting, he came back out towards us and saw headlights coming, and all of a sudden I started seeing flashes from his car. And that was, he actually was shooting through his windshield, firing into my car. Wow. And one of the first rounds that came through my windshield, it struck me in the jaw. I laid across the seat to protect myself as the rounds were coming in through. He then rammed my vehicle, continued to push it back. He wasn't going to go anywhere. He wanted suicide by cop at this time. He wanted to end it there. So the round stopped coming into my vehicle. I thought, okay, now I got to get out of this car. I'm a sitting duck in here. As I got out and drew my gun up and pointed it at his vehicle, he shot me through again. That shot struck me in the chest, out my back, along my spine, instantly paralyzed my right arm, went through my lung. Now I'm like, I gotta just run. I saw another police car up ahead. I'm going to run to that car. Got about halfway. I couldn't run anymore. My lung was filled with blood. I couldn't breathe. And it was just, okay, I just got to lay down here and hopefully he'll leave me alone. But as I was laying on the ground, he would fire at me as I was laying on the ground. And that's when he shot me, ended up shooting me in both my legs at that point. Eventually, he wandered off into the wooded area and he shot himself in the head and committed suicide.
So he was dead and you were in the hospital and you were declared dead 4 times?
Actually, they couldn't even get my pulse or any when I was laying there. I think I died at that point there. Eventually, what happened for me, I woke up 3 days later in the hospital. They lost me a couple of times. And then on the operating table later on, they also lost me a couple of times.
Why do you think God spared your life, Steve?
I spent 17 years asking that very question. Like, God, why? What is the purpose? I felt like there was a greater calling that he was going to use me at some point. It may have been to save one person. It may be to save thousands. I don't know.
The issue of forgiveness. I know we, as Christians, we're told to forgive. And a lot of times we say we've forgiven people. But to actually forgive, that is a long, hard process. How did you, even though your shooter ended up taking his own life, how were you able to eventually forgive him?
I spent a long time hating the person who shot me. I belong to an organization called Op Overwatch, which is a Christian police ministry to help deal with suicide within law enforcement. And as part of Op Overwatch, we got together with an organization called Saving Grace Ministries. I told my story, gave my testimony, and there was a gentleman sitting 6 feet away from me that was sobbing. I knew he was a parolee, so I'm wondering, like, okay, why is he really sobbing? So then he spoke next. His name was Frankie, and he proceeded to say that 2 weeks before, he'd just gotten out of prison, but 42 years in prison for murdering an Erie County Sheriff's deputy. He turns and he's facing me and he's like personally talking to me and he's talking about how Christ saved him and he's looking at me and he knew a lot about the officer and he was seeking forgiveness from the family of the officer for what he did. But he also said, I want forgiveness from the law enforcement family. Could you forgive me for what I did? And as he's sitting there, what's going through my mind is here's the person that shot me, now dead, committed suicide that night. But I'm thinking to myself now, 17 years later, if he was sitting there 6 feet away from me asking me for forgiveness, am I able to forgive him? Would I be able to say, yeah, I can forgive you? So I looked at Frankie and I said, yeah, I can forgive you. That was a release for me and it was a release for him.
You look at, you know, the defund the police movement that we see and the riots across the country. What would you say to that police officer, Steve, that's just kind of ready to throw in the towel, hand in the badge, say it's not worth it.
I think the part of the issue is that we need an honest and open discussion from both sides on this issue. I think the law enforcement side and the community need to come together. I think for those police officers who feel hopeless, there is an answer, and it's Jesus Christ. Police officers are the hardest people to get through to because we actually sort of hide behind that shield. We build that wall to protect us against how we view the world, how we view other people. Mm. That's the problem. We talk about systemic racism. It's not systemic racism. It's systemic cynicism. You know, I was there, and you think, oh, I have to live a certain way or live a way that I don't want to live. And that's not the case at all, because when you live with Christ, it's the best way to live.
From Lockport, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.